Simpsons Printing. This is Cheryl.
Hey, Cheryl. Is Dan in by chance?
Dan Simpson?
Correct.
No, he's out of town until Monday.
He's out of town. He's out of town till Monday, you said?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. You might be able to help me out then. I'm just following up here with some financing the company did with US Bank Corp. Is there maybe a office manager or a controller that helps with the financials I'd be able to speak to?
Well, I'm the bookkeeper. I may be able to help you because he and his wife are both gone. So
yeah, no worries.
I can certainly try.
Well, let's see here. I'm calling with the Bank of Cardiff. We had extended an offer about two and a half weeks ago in direct mail, and it was based off some good lending history you had there with U.S. Bank. You guys had actually been pre-approved for $250K for some equipment and working capital. I just kind of wanted to touch base with the company and see where you guys were at and if you had any plans going forward that we might be able to help you out with.
That I can't help you out because I have no idea what goes on in their head. We do have an account with U.S. Bank.
Yes.
I mean, we do have an account. But as far as, you know, furthering buying more equipment and for more financing, that is not something I can help you with.
Is it like a line of credit you have with U.S. Bank, or is it?
We have a piece of equipment that we're financing.
It's equipment financing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
How often would you say that you guys do look to bring on new equipment?
Well, you know, it's kind of a whenever we get a good deal with a company, and you know, we want to take advantage of the pricing,
mm-hmm.
then we jump on board. But
I see.
I don't know that there's. I mean, you know, I don't. I'm not the right person to ask. I don't know.
Yeah,
what
no.
they, yeah, I don't know what they've got in the future, but we just bought a new cutting table, and we just, you know, we've gotten some new equipment and whatever. But
okay.
Don't know what
business
the,
been good for you guys this year then?
Well, I mean, we get little ups and downs, but for the most part, it's been really good.
Okay. Does Dan maybe have a voicemail or an email then? I can maybe just leave some details there for when he gets back into town.
He does not.
Could you maybe just pass along a note? Is that doable?
Sure, I can do that.
Perfect.
Well, or else you can send an email to Kathy, his wife, and she's the office manager. So information. Okay.
That might work, actually.
It's Kathy Simpson. It's K-A-T-H. Or Kathy S, I guess. It's K-A-T-H-Y.
Simpson.
Kathy S at SimpsonsPrinting.com.
At SimpsonsPrinting.com. Okay. Yeah, I'll shoot her over the information there just so she has it on file. It's just going to summarize the offer, and it'll have my direct line information there. It'll probably be easier for her to refer to that as well. And
she lives with the boss, so
okay.
probably
a good
probably
point of contact then.
Yeah.
Is there usually a good time to call during next week that they're in the office, or is it just kind of hit and miss throughout?
Well, it's kind of hit and miss. Generally, he does all his banking and whatever all early in the morning. So mid-afternoon is probably a better time to reach him.
Okay.
You know, from 2 o'clock on. So,
okay.
Yeah.
I'll put that in the notes there for when I try to follow up next week, and I'll send this email out to Kathy and hopefully try and touch base and see if we can have a discussion there on what they might have planned going forward.
Okay, perfect.
I appreciate the help. Enjoy your weekend.
Yeah, you too, dear.
Bye.
Bye-bye.